The economic news from Ireland is not good on this St. Patrick's Day. When Ireland was booming, headline writers called it the Celtic Tiger. Now we see the inevitable revisions of the metaphor. The tiger is described as sick. When Ireland was poor, its hungry and unemployed fled by the millions to America and elsewhere. When Ireland became prosperous, it actually began attracting immigrants, but it did not attract enough to fill all the homes that developers built for them. That's according to Fintan O'Toole, a columnist for the Irish Times in Dublin.
If you were to travel particularly around a lot of the new suburbs of Dublin, say a place like Adamstown, which didn't exist 10 years ago and then would have become a boom town, so you would have had, you know, huge amounts of building of new apartments, railway stations, shopping centres. Now you'd see increasing numbers of empty apartments. You would see the traffic, for example, has got a lot lighter than it used to be. You see fewer people at the railway station. So you had places like all of those suburbs, all those commuter towns being built, but probably wasn't sustainable.
Apparently not, because things are getting worse, right?
Yeah, things are pretty bad. I mean, certainly people of my generation have known times to be a lot worse than they are now. But Ireland is suffering from the global credit crunch just as everybody else is. But we've got a kind of an extra little bit of it, which is we had a huge property-based boom over the last 5-6 years particularly. We sort of moved from a real boom, which was based around exports and based around actually producing things and selling them, into this kind of property boom. And one of the things we can't do that you're doing and that most other governments around the world are doing is have an economic stimulus. So, you know, we don't have the money to throw at the problem. So that does make it somewhat difficult.
Back before everything started going wrong, you said that at the beginning there was a legitimate boom that was based on producing things and exporting things. What is it that Ireland did produce profitably for a while, and is that industry still there?
Well, a lot of what we were doing was to develop. So Ireland was a real kind of backwater economy, really, in European terms. And then it took off on the basis of foreign direct investment almost entirely. So a huge amount of American money. You know, you're all complaining about American jobs. Well, a lot of them were coming here. You know, large numbers of American corporations were setting up their European operations in Ireland. It was English speaking. It had very smart, young workforce, relatively low tax rates, and it was in the European Union. So it was a great place if you were Intel, if you were Microsoft, if you were IBM, but also the pharmaceutical industry. People might not know this, but all the world's Viagra is made in County Cork. You know, so
Viagra sales are down. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm not sure whether that's literally true, but metaphorically, certainly the lead has gone out of our pencils.
So exports are falling along with everything else. Do you see signs that people are being creative in finding ways to do without so much money?
Yeah, I mean, you look around and you see Irish priorities, you know, and Irish priorities turn out to be actually still a lot more having fun than anything else. If you go to restaurants, you go to pubs, they're still pretty full, actually. I mean, oddly, and, you know, people are still out having a good time. And people seem to have decided in one way, and I don't know whether you call this creative or insane, but they've sort of decided that they would rather perhaps not have the car or not have the foreign holiday and continue to socialise and continue to enjoy themselves to the degree that they can. And I suppose there is a kind of an old Irish mechanism in the culture, you know, that because people were relatively poor, they always spent whatever money they could on having a good time.
Mr. O'Toole, we're talking about Ireland at this moment when the world's largest economies are making preparations for this big summit where they'll try to figure out how to get out of this economic mess. And by large economies, I mean everything from the United States to some of Ireland's neighbors like Britain and France. Do people in Ireland seem to blame countries like the U.S. for getting them into this mess? And does Ireland expect very much help from the world?
One of the interesting things about this current moment is actually that Irish people aren't doing that. We're really blaming ourselves. We got greedy. We all got sucked into this property boom. We deluded ourselves that this was going to go on forever. But the real danger in a global crisis like this for a very small country is that too many things just get swept away and that you lose a lot of the assets that you have. And that includes people. I mean, one of the things we found out in the last 10 or 15 years is just how great it is to have your young people around. That might seem like a fairly ordinary thing, but remember, you know, for the previous 150, 200 years of Irish life, we didn't have that. And I think we'd be kind of afraid that might start up again.
Fintan O'Toole is a columnist for the Irish Times in Dublin. Thanks very much.
No, it's all a pleasure.